would say with the discussion section, you should be using the same kind of care there as you did with your initial methods section. How are we analyzing that data? What's the criteria for evaluating the claims that we want to make? So in discussion sections, it's common, again, which is low, but it's common to offer some version of a brief summary of major findings. Right, so we see what the studies generally are presenting for us. It's common to note the limitations if you discover there were limitations to the study. You might even mention if there were limitations to the method, right? Initially, when you planned it, you thought that this was going to provide this kind of data. At the end of the day, you found, oh, it didn't quite provide the data I expected. Well, it provided the data it did provide, and here you could be highlighting that, right? This is one way discussion sections can help you, right? Now I see in future studies, I will recommend that, this kind of data collection be used rather than the one we used initially. The initial study was a case study, and we did not actively create a control group. And now we realize that it's biased in a way we haven't expected, and people are potentially interpreting things that are out of bounds for what our case study actually presents. You want to be explaining the implications, right? Sometimes the discussion section can be the most fun part of the project, and you're finally pointing, here's the significance of what we've done. Look at how we can use this research to think about problems in our field work. Look how, by analyzing this data, we're able to think about this situation, this topic, this question, in an innovative way that can lead to active changes in the world or ways of rethinking these theoretical projects, improving the methods that we're using for analyzing these kinds of questions. And along those lines, discussion section will often point to, well, here are some specific future lines of inquiry that this project leads to. But you might have a lot more you'd like to say with what you've collected. There might be a lot more legitimately that you could say, but hey, you have a particular bound on your thesis project, your dissertation project, right? So you want to stay within those bounds. But discussion can be a place where you show, look, I realize we've come to here, but look where else we could go based on what this project has presented. And certainly, it could be a way of tying in with other ongoing research, right? While you're doing your project, some other things might come out. You could say, all right, in conjunction with these other new findings, this discussion, this research indicates some exciting new possibilities that haven't been imagined when we began the project.